Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Glenda, today. From Gretchen. Prayers, please, for my niece and her family. Their foster son has been having behavioral issues for a long time, and they're hoping a new program he's entering will help. Heavenly Father, you created the family as a reflection of your love and unity, but sometimes the sin in our lives causes our families to be broken beyond our ability to repair them ourselves. We can only do it through your strength, mercy, and compassion. We lift up Gretchen's niece, her family, and their foster son to you. You know the challenges they have faced and the struggles their foster son has endured. We know that you are with them in their troubles. We are asking for your guiding hand to be upon him as he enters this new program. May it provide the healing, support, and structure that he needs. Grant his foster family strength, patience, and wisdom as they continue to care for him with love and compassion. Surround them with peace, and may this new opportunity be a turning point toward growth and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Rose, please pray for my mom, Glenna. She just went to the hospital and is having breathing and heart problems. Heavenly Father, we lift up Glenna to you as she faces breathing and heart problems. Lord, we ask for your healing touch to be upon her. Guide the doctors and medical staff with wisdom as they work to restore her health. Strengthen her body and bring relief to her breathing and heart so that she may recover fully. We turn to Psalm 73, verse 26 for comfort. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Lord, be Glenna's strength in this time of weakness and fill her with your peace. We also pray for Rose and her family as they wait and care for her. May your grace uphold them and give them the assurance that you are watching over Glenna with love and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Abby, please pray for the grace to focus on making my faith in God stronger, to the point where it becomes unwavering. Prayers for strength, protection, and renewal as I walk down this crucial path. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Abby as she seeks to strengthen her faith and deepen her relationship with you. Grant her the grace she needs to grow closer to you, and may her trust in you become unwavering. Fill her with strength, protection, and renewal as she walks this path of faith, knowing that you are her rock and refuge. As it says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." May Abby be renewed in her spirit, filled with your strength as she puts her hope in you. We also hold on to the promise in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Guide her with this confidence, Lord, and protect her as she journeys forward in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, please urgently pray for the reconciliation of my marriage and for my partner to return home. Heavenly Father, we bring this marriage before you, asking for your healing and reconciliation. You know the pain and longing in this situation, and we ask that you soften hearts, bring understanding, and restore what has been broken. May this couple find their way back to each other, and may their love be renewed through your grace. Your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 reminds us, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We pray this same spirit of reconciliation to fill their hearts and bring them together once more. We hold unto the promise in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, I will restore you to the years that the locust has eaten. Lord, we ask that you restore this marriage and bring the partner back home, that they may rebuild their relationship with you at the center. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Fran, please pray for Nora. She has been diagnosed with lung cancer. She is on 3 different antibiotics and is being treated for sepsis. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Nora to you today, trusting in your power to heal and comfort. You know the severity of her condition, and we ask for your healing hand to be upon her as she battles lung cancer and sepsis. Guide the doctors, nurses, and medical staff caring for her, that they may be instruments of your healing grace. In Psalm 103, verse 3, we are reminded, He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Lord, we ask for your divine healing to touch Nora's body, to rid her of infection, and to give her strength as she undergoes treatment. We also hold on to your promise in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Grant Nora and her loved ones courage and peace, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. Bless Fran and all who care for Nora, that they may be filled with hope, trusting in your love and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Roxy, needing prayers for my family today. Thanks. Heavenly Father, we bring Roxy and her family before you today, asking for your grace and blessings to rest upon them. Your word in Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 remind us, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as a member of one body, you were called to peace. We pray that love may bind Roxy's family together in unity, and that your peace may dwell in their hearts, no matter what challenges they face. Grant them strength, wisdom, and faith as they trust in your divine providence and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray for my marriage. Satan is attacking and I'm calling on God's army. Please pray for healing and restoration of my marriage and that we grow closer to God together and individually through this trying time. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today lifting up this marriage, asking for your divine intervention, healing, and restoration. In this time of struggle, we know that the enemy seeks to sow division, but we trust in your power to unite, heal, and bring peace. Your word in Mark chapter 10, verse 9 reminds us, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." We ask that you protect this sacred union and strengthen their bond, helping them resist the forces that would tear them apart. Help them remember that their marriage is a reflection of your love and a sacred covenant meant for their mutual good. May they rediscover the love and commitment they vowed to each other, and through your grace, may they grow closer to you together as well as individually. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, we are reminded of the sacrificial love that should exist in marriage. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. May they both be renewed in their commitment to selfless love and care for one another, just as Christ gave himself for us. Surround them with your army of angels. Protect their hearts and minds, and guide them toward healing. May your peace reign in their home, and may they find strength in you through this trying time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Jessalyn, "My husband is in constant physical pain. He's very suicidal and doesn't want help. Please pray. He believes in God strongly, but we have a family that needs him here." Heavenly Father, we come before you lifting up Jessalyn's husband to you. You see the deep pain he is experiencing, both physically and emotionally, and we ask for your healing touch to be upon him. Lord, in his darkest moments, remind him of your love and presence. We pray for the chains of despair to be broken and for hope to fill his heart again. Your word in Psalm 34, verse 18 reminds us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Be near him now, Lord, comforting him in his suffering and renewing his will to live. We ask that you strengthen Jessalyn and their family during this difficult time. Fill them with peace, courage, and wisdom as they care for him. May your grace hold them together, and may they find support in your love. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, you promise, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give hope and a future." Help him to trust in this promise and to see that his life is valuable with a purpose that goes beyond this pain. Lord, surround this family with your protection, heal his body, mind, and spirit, and grant him the strength to seek the help he needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Jessica, "Please pray for my children who are away from the Lord to return to him." Heavenly Father, we lift up Jessica's children to you, asking that you guide them back to your loving embrace. No matter how far they may seem, we trust in your power to draw them close again. Open their hearts to your truth and love, and let them remember the faith they once knew. As you promise in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. We pray that the seeds of faith sown in their lives will bear fruit and bring them back to you. We also ask, as in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Lord, soften their hearts and renew their spirits, that they may return to you with faith and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Teresa, a member at Haven Worship Center, pray for us for our missionary trip in Honduras and our trip back home. Heavenly Father, we lift up the participants of Haven Worship Center's missionary trip to Honduras. We pray for their journey, asking for your protection and guidance as they travel. May their hearts be filled with compassion and their hands ready to serve. Bless their efforts to spread love and hope, and let their work bear fruit in the lives they touch. Grant them strength and unity as they face challenges, and may they be a reflection of your grace and mercy. As they return home, we ask for safe travels and joyful reunions. May their experiences enrich their lives and inspire others in their community. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.